Now, I had quite an interest in Harvey Potter's balloon farm, and I decided I was going to get to know him. He didn't seem to mind. In fact, he let me get to know him right good. I'd bring him lemonade or sit on his porch and swing in his swing, but he never would confide in me about how he grew those balloons. I didn't pry. After a while, I just liked going around him. He didn't ask you no questions about why you weren't this or that. He just let a person be. He let a person sit and think out loud sometimes, and, well, that's a mighty good thing to do. Still, something in me was a hankering to know, so I decided I was just going to go out there in the nighttime. That was when he did his field work. I told you he was strange. The little house was very happy as she sat on the hill and watched the countryside around her. She watched the sun rise in the morning, and she watched the sun set in the evening. Day followed day, each one a little different from the one before, but the little house stayed just the same. In the nights, she watched the moon grow from a thin new moon to a full moon, then back again to a thin old moon. And when there was no moon, she watched the stars. Way off in the distance, she could see the lights of the city. The little house was curious about the city and wondered what it would be like to live there.